Hey folks, how you doing? Hope you're well today. It's been a couple of days since I put out a video, and that's because I've been working diligently in the background to build the Unspoken Truth website. So I want to start off today's video with a quick announcement and just to invite you to come on over to theunspokentruth.com.au. Go ahead and pop your email in there, and I'll be sending out an email once a week about some of the stories behind the news. I've got big things planned with this website. There's a whole lot of interviews that are lined up and lots of communication and interaction with some other YouTubers and podcasters as well. And I'm looking forward to bringing that content to you. In the last 24 hours, Putin has sat down with a Russian journalist and he's been talking about the readiness of the Russian nuclear forces. Is this more nuclear saber rattling, or is it just an attempt to placate his so-called constituents in the election that's going on right now? So the Russian election happens over a three-day period and it's underway right now. There's no doubt that Putin is going to win. He skewed all of the results, of course. Let's take a little listen to what he says about his nuclear triad.
How can we be ready for it? Are we really ready for nuclear war? From the technical point of view, of course we're ready. They are constantly combat ready. This is firstly. Secondly, and this is accepted by everybody, our nuclear triad is more modern than any other triad. And we have advanced much more than them. Our triad, the whole nuclear element, is more modern. In general, if we talk about the carriers and the number of warheads, we are more or less equal, but ours are more modern. Everybody knows this. All experts know this. But it does not mean that we need to measure ourselves with them on the number of warheads. But it needs to be known by everybody who needs to know this. Experts, specialists, military.
All right, I hope my interpretation of that and my narrative and voiceover was okay. I do that for the podcast version of the show, so the audio listeners that are non-Russian speakers like me can hear what Putin's actually saying. So that's why I'm reading that and helping the audio listeners there, because not everyone's watching this show. By the way, we're available over on Spotify and Apple as a podcast as well, so please come on over there and grab a copy of the show and subscribe there as well. That helps out a whole lot. So is he to be listened to? What's this all about? Why the frequency with this nuclear rhetoric continuously? Well, when I look at Putin's demeanor, he seems like he's slouched in the chair. He's pretty relaxed. He's pretty chilled. These are softball questions that are coming at him at an ultra slow speed, and he can just smack them right back at the journo over the fence. They're all Dorothy Dixon questions. He's ready for all of it, and he doesn't seem too worried about anything that's going on. In the last week or so, Ukraine has upped the strikes in Russian territory, and it said that the oil production in Russia has come back by 12% because of the strikes on the Russian oil refineries. So if this is starting to bite a little bit into the Russian economy, we may see a little bit more of this rhetoric ramping up. What Putin is doing is properly deterring anybody in NATO from crossing a red line. But very clearly, later in the interview, he says that a couple of European countries say that there's no more red lines as when it comes to Russia. And he just shrugged his shoulders and said, well, there's no more red lines as it comes to them either. This tit-for-tat rhetoric is playing straight into Putin's hands. Remember, he's the so-called spy master. I'm not sure if I buy into that, but he's certainly more strategic than who he's playing against. And the deterrence that he continues to talk about with the nuclear rhetoric is stopping anybody from going and crossing his so-called red lines. So are the French, are the Poles, are the Estonians all going to get together and actually cross the border and go into Ukraine and help the Ukrainian troops? Possibly. It seems like that rhetoric from that side is ramping up as well. And then on Putin's side, he's just over there slouched in his chair saying, well, we've got better nuclear weapons than you. Just remember that. And we're prepared to use them. So what does it all mean? Is it just saber rattling? Is it rhetoric? What's going on? What I do know is when I look around and I do a lot of analysis and I listen very carefully to what all these pundits are saying Because what I'm looking for is the unspoken truth. And if you look at mainstream media, all of the pundits and analysts that they roll out all say the same thing. They say it's all nonsense. It's all nuclear rhetoric. It's all nonsense. It's nothing to worry about. He doesn't know what he's saying, and we don't think that he's going to do anything. But that's a categorical mistake in my view. If you think that you know what another person is thinking, or if you think you know how another person is going to behave, that in itself is a fundamentally flawed principle. How can you operate from that premise? What we have to do is operate from the premise that he is going to use a nuclear weapon. He does have triggers and red lines as it relates to those weapon systems. So we need to stay well away from those red lines and well away from those triggers. Should that deter us? Not necessarily, but you can put him in a strategic conundrum, and you can put him in a strategic dilemma by putting troops in there, by doing something and calling his bluff. But if you call his bluff, you just have to know that you might be vaporized by a Russian nuclear weapon. So that is highly likely. But if he's considering that NATO troops or American troops on Ukrainian soil are going to be invaders of his territory, and he's seeing that that's going to be an invasion of Russian territory, that would seemingly be the red line. But we've seen these red lines be pushed forward and then everybody crosses over them. Tanks were going to be red lines, fighter jets were going to be red lines, on and on and on. But what's actually going on behind the scenes? I can't say. What I can say, the mainstream media is getting together collectively and they're all saying, if I put a montage of the clips together, you'd laugh. But what they're all saying is the same thing. They're saying that this is nothing to worry about. It's just nuclear saber rattling. I would err on the side of caution and take the guy at his word. If he's threatening to use nuclear weapons and they're on the table and they're there to be used, well, we better bloody well be careful that we don't go near the red lines that he's told us about, and then we steer clear of all of that. But that doesn't mean we can't create the strategic dilemma for him and twist him up into a pretzel and figure out some other way to bring this conflict to an end. But what I can see is that there's no chance of the Russians backing down. Everybody's saying that Putin's operating from a place of weakness, that he doesn't have the troops, he doesn't have the firepower, he doesn't have all of that, don't know what they're talking about. How could you possibly know that information? If you're on mainstream media as an ex-general or as an ex-analyst, how could you know whether they do or they don't have something? You're not privy to any more intelligence than I am. As a private citizen, you don't get to see the satellite feeds, you don't get to see the surveillance footage, you don't know that. But mainstream media will have you think that there's nothing to see here and there's nothing to worry about here, because the government doesn't want you to feel threatened by Russia launching nuclear weapons and destroying the entire world. That's a real threat. That's a real thing. And that's what he's threatening to do. My view is, and the unspoken truth is, you have to take the guy at face value. You have to listen to the rhetoric of what he's saying and be careful not to go near the red lines that he's put there and he's shown and telegraphed already. We can do everything up until that point, but if we cross that, then that's the point of no return. And my fear is that the people in charge will go and test that red line, put a big toe over the edge of it and see what happens. All right, I'd love to know what your thoughts are. Is Putin gonna use his nuclear weapons, or is it just all rhetoric and BS? I'd love to know what your thoughts are, so pop them down in the comments below and let's get this conversation going. And don't forget to come on over to the brand new shiny website at theunspokentruth.com.au. All right, that wraps it up for this video. Thanks for watching. See you in the next one. Bye for now.